This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio, heard around the world on shortwave, satellite, and on FM and AM stations, great partner stations everywhere. It's very nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes, the second show for the new year. I have to be honest with you, I'm kind of annoyed right now because it's okay to say Happy New Year on the 1st of January, the 2nd of January, probably until maybe the 4th or 5th. But when it's 2 weeks late, almost 2 weeks late, and people are still saying Happy New Year, that gets a little bit annoying. I mean, we should have an official cutoff date saying that by January the 6th, you can no longer say Happy New Year. But people continue to do so. And I'm pleased to find out that I'm not the only one that feels this way. Last week, I was listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT in Montreal via the internet, and Sheldon Harvey, the host, said, okay, I'm not going to say Happy New Year this week because I'm getting annoyed of it. Yes. And you know, you think about it, they mentioned something which is completely true. The way it is now, you know, do we really have to stay up for midnight anymore wherever you are in the world? I mean, you can, because of the internet, because of modern communications, you can actually celebrate the new year beforehand by just listening to, say, a broadcast out of London or South Africa or any place else. And then you don't have to, you know, stay up to midnight in your own place and you can go right to bed. You know, you can always say, oh, yeah, I celebrate. I welcome the new year in London, so I'm not going to do it this year. I'm just going to stay at home. And there was an interesting survey that was conducted, and they found out that this year, in particular, 2012, fewer people celebrated New Year than last year. They said the biggest celebration for a new year was when we went from 1999 to 2000. That doesn't surprise me, of course, because it's going into a new century. But now, well, what's the big deal? You know, one more year. Maybe we get to like 2020. Actually, I think one year that would be fascinating is the year 2525. And it makes me think, are they going to release that song in the year 2525, in the year 2525? Well, I don't think you'll be around. I don't think I'll be around for it, unless they can find a technology to freeze us and then bring us back to life. But I don't think that's going to happen. But it'll be interesting if anybody is listening to this show right now in the year 2525. And the reason I say that, because you think about it. When Eddie Starts did this show, and Tom Meyer, Eddie Starts died in the 1970s. Tom, of course, is still with us. But in 50 years from now, or 100 years from now, how much content is out there that people can actually just go back and listen to? the way radio is done these days, it is quite frightening because myself and Paulette and I, who does Media Network Plus with me, we were talking about this. We say, you know, in 1,000 years from now, we'll both be dead, but our shows will be floating around somewhere on the internet or whatever it's called in 1,000 years from now, which is quite a frightening thought. So if there is anybody at this moment, and I'm going to say it right now in advance, a few hundred years in advance, if there's anybody right now listening to this in the year 2525, January 1st, 2525, Happy New Year to you. And that's the last time I will say New Year on this show until next year. Let's begin right away with a piece of music from a movie, which is one of my favorite Bollywood films. It was even nominated for an international Oscar. It didn't win. The movie is called Lagang, and it's a sports film. And if you love cricket, like I do, and I've been following the cricket lately, especially between Australia and India, you will love this film. Great music, a wonderful film. And I recently, I mean, I had the DVD of the film for a long time, but I recently just got hold of the soundtrack and have been driving my neighbors wonky, blasting it, especially this song, Chale Charor, from the movie Lagang.
Come on. वही जो तेरा हाकिम है जालिम है की है जिसने तबाही घर उसका पश्चिम है यहाँ न बसने पाए धरती हिला देंगे सबको दिखा देंगे कहाँ जाए क्या पर जाए क्या हो हम जग बिछाएंगे अब ये बताएंगे हम लोगों का दर जाए क्या जो होना है हो जाए चले चलो चले चलो अब सर ना कोई झुकावे चले चलो कोई हमसे जीत न पावे चले चलो चले चलो मिट जावे जो टकरावे चले चलो बार बार हाँ
टूट गई जो
बोलो यार हाँ
उंगली उठी
अपनी जीत हो
उनकी
हार हाँ
बन गई
Charlie Chalor from the movie La Gang, absolutely fantastic Bollywood film. It is spelt L-A-G-A-A-N. That's L-A-G-A-A-N. And I would suggest you find it on the internet, the DVD, buy it and watch it because it is an absolutely fun film. It's a huge budget and the soundtrack for it is absolutely amazing. And there's some also very, very talented vocalists who lent their vocals to the soundtrack. One of them is Asha Borse, fantastic Indian singer. Do check it out, as well as many others. L-A-G-A-A-N, Lagan. You're listening to the International Happy Station from PCJ Radio. And I do want to take a moment to tell you about the Shortwave Listeners Fest, which is taking place on March 1st. 2nd and 3rd, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Plymouth Meeting, USA. It's going to be the 25th anniversary, and I will be flying over for this year's festival. And to find out information on how to register and everything, just go to their website, swlfest.com. That's swlfest.com. And there is a special room rate at the hotel where the meeting is taking place. It's called the DoubleTree Inn. The DoubleTree Guest Suites. It's a Hilton hotel, and they have a special rate, which is $94 for their room. And of course, there is tax on that, but the tax is not very much. And now, of course, you can also spend a day in Philadelphia because Philadelphia is only around 18 or 20 miles away, I was told. And for registering, you will be able to register online. They are setting up the PayPal information for it, so do go and check out the website, swlfest.com, swlfest.com. And I'm sure that leading up to the festival, we will have information in our weekly communications program, Media Network Plus. So do check it out. By the way, speaking of Media Network Plus, we do have a new MNP video, which we just added recently. And you can find it at our website, pcjmedia.com. It's on the homepage. And we review a brand new receiver from Texan, the PL398BT. And then we ask the faithful question that's on the minds of many, many, many people. Who is Victor Gunatelica? So do go check it out. Okay. Time now for more music from the original soundtrack recording to the motion picture Flashdance, Irene Carr, What a Feeling.
Mm-hmm. but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world
What a feeling. What a great song, actually. Irene Carr from the movie Flashdance. There's a singer who is extremely well known. He's also a phenomenal composer. And I've always personally felt that he was very underrated as a performer. I really do. His name is Lee Hazelwood. Now, some of you are saying to yourself, well, that name means nothing. But I'm sure that you know some of his songs and his collaborations with Nancy Sinatra. He wrote the song These Boots Are Made for Walking and also a number of other songs like Summer Wine, and also recorded a number of singles with Nancy. And he has one of those voices that can only be described as very distinctive. Very distinctive indeed. We had a few listeners in December that wrote in and said, can you play something by Lee Hazelwood? And I'm a big Lee Hazelwood fan. And I remember that I had a disc that was packed up, and I unpacked it during the holidays. It's called For Every Solution, There's a Problem. It's a collection of previously unreleased recordings from the Lee Hazelwood archives, recorded over a period of different times. It was released a few years ago, and it is absolutely fantastic. And if you're not familiar with Lee Hazelwood, Let's take a listen to him right now from this CD with Dirt Nap Stories.
There was a woman who loved a man more than she loved herself. A dirt nap one day took him away, left her screaming for help. And I said, how does it feel? And I said, how does it feel? Like all God's promises are broken. Like all God's promises are broken. Like all God's promises are broken. It's like dying on Christmas Day. It's like dying on Christmas Day. Before all gifts are open. I knew a man who had a friend he loved in his own special way. He held his friend close in his arms and his friend just melted away. And I said, how does it feel? And I said, how does it feel? Like all God's promises are broken. Like all God's promises are broken. Like all God's promises are broken. It's like dying on Christmas Day. It's like dying on Christmas Day. Before all gifts are open. Covered her well, and the pain from the knife that cut us apart won't stop on this side of hell. And they said, how does it feel? And they said, how does it feel? Like all God's promises are broken. Like all God's promises are broken. Like all God's promises are broken. It's like dying on Christmas Day. It's like dying on Christmas Day. Before all the gifts are open.
Fantastic Lee Hazelwood from an album called For Every Solution There's a Problem with Dirt Nap Stories. Speaking of interesting voices, we received an email from Stéphane Sirois, who lives in Montreal. And I thought this would be the perfect time to play it because we just took a listen to Lee Hazelwood. But Stéphane is a big fan of Johnny Cash, a big fan of Johnny Cash. And he writes, Dear Keith, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but there is a new 3-CD box set called The Essential Johnny Cash, which has just come out. And it's the remastered editions of all his big hits going back to the 1950s. Can you play for me Ring of Fire? It was a song that I remember my parents playing many years ago, and I would like you to dedicate this to all the Happy Station Show fans. Well, Stéphane, we are going to play that. We're also going to play another song that you mentioned in the email called Daddy Sang Bass, which features It's like a who's who of country music, actually. Carl Perkins on guitar, the Carter family, and the Statler brothers. But first, Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black lander. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud.
Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while.
Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy'll sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Daddy Sang Bass, Johnny Cash with the Carter Singers, the Statler Brothers, and before that, the one and only Johnny Cash, again, with Ring of Fire. And that was going out to Stéphane Sirois, all the way in Canada. And Stéphane, hopefully that you enjoy those two songs. And of course, you wanted us to dedicate that to all the Happy Station fans out there. If you would like to make a request on the program and get in touch with us like Stéphane did, our email address is very simple. It's hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. Now, there's actually some more information that I would like to share with you right now concerning not this program, but our jazz program, Jazz for the Asking. Jazz for the Asking is now heard on another radio station in the United States. And they're only going to be carrying the 1 hour edition of the program. And, well, if you're in Iowa, or Iowa, as some people probably would say, you can tune in on a radio station called 891 The Blend, otherwise known as KPVL in Northwest Iowa. Jazz for the Asking is heard Monday nights at 11 p.m. and they have a pretty strong signal, so you can also tune into the program, I think, even out of state. Dan Hensley, who lives in the Chicago area, said that, you know, at nighttime, he would probably have no problem picking it up. So, Dan, let me know if you can. Anyway, they're at 89.1 KPVL. The website for that station is www.891theblend.org. That's www.891theblend.org. All right, let's now move to something a little unusual. We have played Swedish music on the show before. I wouldn't consider ABBA Swedish music. But this is something actually a little bit more traditional. It's some traditional music from Sweden played on traditional instruments. The group is called Österblocket. And one of the members of the band, Tobias Larsson, is a friend of mine. He plays an instrument which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce. Oh, what the hell. I'll try it anyway. It is the Slavgrøt. Some kind of percussion instrument. I remember that. I remember he told me it's some kind of percussion instrument. We're going to take a listen to a track from an album that they put out about 10 years ago called Presents with Honk Bonk. We'll be right back. Ulster Blockett from Sweden with Honk Bonk. A moment ago, I mentioned the ways that you can get in touch with us. Another way, of course, is by Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media, PCJ Radio in Facebook. Come in and join the group. And you won't keep just abreast of this program, but also the other programs as well that we have at PCJ, which you can find at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Now, this is a name that many of our listeners in Germany will know. Roy Black. That's right, Roy Black in the 1960s, throughout the 70s and 80s, had a number of hits like Ganz ist Weist, Du bist nicht allein, Darling My Love, Sweet Baby Mind, and many, many others. Something that our German friends might not know is that Roy Black also recorded a couple of songs in English. His big hit, which really made him a big star in Germany, was called Du bist nicht allein, or I Am Not Alone. He actually recorded the song in English for the UK market. It did make it into the top 50. It wasn't a number one hit. It didn't make him a star in the UK or anything like that, but it made a little bit of an impact and was played on the BBC, in fact, as well as, believe it or not, Radio Caroline. Well, here it is for you now. So for our German friends who've never heard Roy Black singing in English, here he is with Du bist nicht allein, or I Am Not Alone.
Alone, I am never without you. I am not alone, all my thoughts are about you. I close my eyes and see you smiling again at me. Each place I go, I have your memory for company. Though you are never far away, do I miss you, you know it. Waiting for the day when my kisses can show it. Till that day comes, this little letter will have to do, to tell you I am not alone. I keep dreaming of you. Close my eyes and see you smiling again at me. Each place I go, I have your memory for company. Though you are never far away, do I miss you, you know it. Waiting for the day when my kisses can show it. Till that day comes, this little letter will have to do, to tell you I am not alone. I keep dreaming of you.
Roy Black from Germany with the English version of Du bist nicht allein, in English called I Am Not Alone. Now, speaking of songs that were translated into many languages, this is the next one that we're going to listen to. We're going to listen to a version that was done in English, followed by the original version. The song in English is called It Hurts to Say Goodbye, and was released as a single in the late 1960s by Vera Lynn. And it is absolutely fantastic. And I know that when you're listening to it, you're thinking to yourself, I know this song from somewhere. I know that it is a cover of a French song made popular by a French artist. Who is that? Well, you'll have to stay tuned to find out. Here's Vera Lynn, It Hurts to Say Goodbye, followed by the original version.
Thank you. that your love is mine tonight. Say that everything will turn out right. It hurts to say goodbye. Let me know the thrill of your embrace. Memories that time cannot erase. While I kiss the teardrops from your face, it hurts to say goodbye. Till I'm back with you, my love, till then, it hurts to say goodbye. With you, my love, till then, it hurts to say goodbye. Till I'm back with you, my love, it hurts to say.
Thank you.
there we had it. Two of the same songs. Well, they are the same songs. But the French version, which is the original version that we just heard by Françoise Hardy, called Comment te dire adieu, une chanson absolument fantastique. And before that, Vera Lynn, with her version that she recorded in the late 1960s with Reg Guest and his orchestra, called It Hurts to Say Goodbye. Not too long ago, I was involved in a conversation with someone asking me, and they asked me, which is my favorite version. And honestly, that is a toughie, I have to say, because of this song, there are other versions that were recorded as well that were also hits. These are my two favorites. These are my two favorites. So if you ask me to choose one of the two, I can't do that. I have to put them both at the same level. Anyway, guess what? We are nearly out of time. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. PCJmedia@gmail.com is our website. No. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Sorry. I just royally ruined that up, didn't I? Right? Our website is www.pcj.com. See, this is what happens when you record the show in one single take. You never know what can happen. I was looking at something else. Anyway, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. The email address for our program, ignore the one that I just gave because that one doesn't work anymore. It's now HS, which of course stands for Happy Station, HS@pcjmedia.com. That's HS@pcjmedia.com. Now, coming up next week, as you may or may not know, a few months ago we started to, once a month, feature a predominant big band from the 20th century. And that's what we're going to be doing on next week's program. Next week's program is going to be featuring the music of the one and only King of Swing, Mr. Benny Goodman. So for our big band feature of the month, that's next week. The feature is on Benny Goodman, so do tune in. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, and our production assistant, don't ask. What's your name again? Oh, there it is. I'm just kidding, of course. Johann Backer. Thanks, guys, for doing a marvelous job as always. I'm Keith Perron saying so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Adios, amigos. And sayonara.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues. And a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxer.ca internet website. That's dxer.ca. Good listening, everyone.